That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Men will still say, this was our finest hour.
Hello and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and you're currently listening to Part B of podcast number 29. This is the second half of a presentation on digital storytelling at the Discovery Educator Network Midwest Summer Institute in Chicago, and the presentation is being given by Hall Davidson. Again, you can find Part B on the Speaking of History site, and this is Part B of the presentation on digital storytelling.
I love middle school. Anyway, what's the meter? I don't know. Okay, who cares? So, the that, again, just a place where you have an engaging video, you pull it in, and you have people working together that kind of get a product that's really kind of fun. So, when you gather your video, or your stills, or your music, or your sound, for whatever it is you're doing, you know, be open to everything, because all of that stuff can be very fun. Any questions about that? No? You know, you told me they'd be drinking by now. They're not. Anyway, okay, so, anyway, more stuff.
Tom?
Yes?
I hate to bring up the C word, but
yeah.
What about copyright in video games?
Well, here's the nice thing about it, and I'll give you the chart when you leave as part of your handouts, but if you're building it for an instructional purpose like this, you really have a gigantic exemption under Section 107 of the Copyright Act called fair use. And if you're using it for instruction in a place dedicated to face-to-face instruction, you have lots of leeway, and it's a legally acquired thing, and you really have an awful lot of leeway. So it's your decision, and it's a decision that has to be made by the classroom practitioner, because a lot of the stuff is based on the instance and inspiration of a single teacher. So it can't be a district policy to make video games using Xbox. What district would that be? A charter school district. We're going to take all our money and buy Xboxes with it. But attendance would go up. Anyway, so I forgot what this one is. Let me see. It's always kind of dangerous. Oh, you see this. So here's another one you can do. Is if you're gathering elements to tell a story, you can gather random elements as well. So here's someone that went to Flickr, which is an openly available thing, and just took random elements and random videos off Flickr and then made a song about it. So here's the song. Jonathan Coleman's guy. Find some music, find some elements, and give yourself a challenge. It's kind of fun.
Visit the two dentists, a place to get some pie. Rainbow floods above a waterfall. First we'll cast him, the landlord never learned to spell.
was part of that I should have cut out. Anyway, so there are elements that you see. It's just fun to take it, tell a story that you want to tell. And again, those images all just came from Flickr, so I'll just show you what you can do.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You mentioned before about they could have taken out those little superimposed letters and so forth on the game.
Yes,
that
that's right.
Screen, how would you suggest they do that easily for kids?
I'm not really a video game player, but I've seen enough of these that don't have that that I know it can be done. So there must be a way that either you move it to another part of the display or it's turned off. Anybody know the answer to that? Why am I answering?
Like
Photo
Draw or some other ones where you...
Oh, no, no, you do it in the game itself.
In the game
you do,
itself.
Oh, yeah, you do...
I mean, if we had images that just, there was a part, we just didn't want that in there is to kind of cover it or get that off.
Hyper Studio could do it. What's the answer to that? You got part of an image. Oh, you just want that part of the image. What's the answer?
Photoshop.
Yeah, Photoshop. Yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it. You want to see examples of that? Okay, look.
Don't set up anything good.
As long as they're doing that, I'll show you what kids have done with Photoshop, and the sort of the video version of Photoshop, which is fun too. This is. These are kids, and they did this story. It was a satirical story of a rock group that had gone bad. It was actually, a rap group that had gone bad. And they did it by using images and pictures that were taken from somewhere else to make themselves seem glamorous.
Hit the radio, their fame took off.
So that's the kid's face, right? On Eminem's body. So it's all just video editing to make himself seem, very important. Anyway, then of course it all falls apart. One becomes heavily addicted to Haagen-Dazs, and it's not a happy story.
Welcome to Mr. Lincoln's Science.
Whoa, excuse me.
Every good scientist follows a process to find out how things work. First, a scientist will observe or study something. Notice that when Carlos and Mary...
So this is the Science of Science video, which is very cute. It's Lincoln at school, but it's funny because Lincoln becomes sort of all the kids. Each kid takes his turn being Lincoln. You see girls with their hair kind of going out behind the beard. Anyway, it's very fun, but they did scientific exploration. It was playing in the background. Sorry about that. The other nice thing, if you're going to be making videos, particularly here, since you're all United Streaming users, is the whole library of United Streaming can be used for digital video making, for telling a story, whether you want it to be a story about a molecule or not, or a nucleus. These are all just videos that are in United Streaming. So we can take it. You want something about dinosaurs? They've got that. For the ADD among you, I'll just play all of them at the same time. So all of these, actually, can be used to make videos. And I have in the past brought up people who weren't aware that they were going to be forced to do this and had them narrate on the spot videos from United Streaming. Here's one on the grasslands. And when you do this, and we'll do this in a minute with Adobe, and then we'll do it with PhotoStory. You can pull in music too. The only music CD we had was Buddhist monk chants. So this is Buddhist monk chants. You'll hear the chant. This is a guy who knew nothing about grasslands because he was not paying attention.
Grass. Because that's why it's known as grasslands. Oklahoma, Bangkok, Minnesota. Grasslands are a prime commodity. Animals. Wheat grows there. It doesn't make any difference. People live
a total, you know, he's totally faking. The good thing about it is you absolutely know it. It's very hard to fake when you're doing an authentic assessment of piece like this. And then Buddhists start to chant, and that's it. But... but you know, it kind of works, doesn't it? The Buddhist chanting, the grains of wheat, all that stuff happening. And here's why, in truth, and there's lots of experiments that can show this, our brains are designed to make the picture and the sound work together. Because it's where we're brought up. They have to work together. There's all these optical illusions at work because our brains will do these very funny things to make things work. So when you have pictures and images together, your brain is working very hard to make sure the context makes sense and that it does tell a coherent story. So you might as well use that part of it. So yes, the Buddhist monks chanting does seem to go with a story on the grasslands for upper elementary school. So you never know what will happen. But it means that kids don't have to spend quite so much energy lining it up exactly. You can say, just relax. Because you will find that when they start to work in this medium, they really will not go home when they start making videos. How many of you made videos with your kids? You have trouble getting them out at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Right? They just want to stick around. And even after you've graded it and it's done, they still want to stick around. And you know, I graded math, and you know, you grade math papers or test them, and you give it back and go, hey, you know, if you fix this, I'll change the grade in my rule book. I go, are you crazy? But a video, it's like, oh, I want to do one more thing. It's like, I want a picture of a flower here. It's like, it's over. It's done. We're now in the Civil War. It's different now. Yeah, but come on, can you just stay? It's only Sunday night. Anyway, that's how. So you have to be careful when you unleash it with this stuff. But all this stuff works really well. So that's United Streaming. And each one of these videos, the cool thing about that the screen when you see it in United Streaming is that editable clip thing. That means not only are you allowed to do it, you're encouraged to do it. Take those clips, change them, move them around, combine from three different video sources, right? And you don't have to have your kids do it. You should do it. You should do it for them and say, now tell me a story. Let it work that way. So that's a very cool thing about United Streaming. So what do we got? You've got still images. You've got video. All this stuff will go together to tell your stories. And just straight stills. I mean, we saw the story of the girl with the red ribbon. Just told us stills, right? When you gather images of Chicago or each other or whatever it is you want to grab, those are good pieces. The video is the same way. And anything else you can think of. Video games, cell phones, who knows? Who knows? But I'll tell you what, in the media festival, I will see it. If it has a picture, I will see it. Somebody will make a video using it in some way, because kids will do that. So we can kind of stretch too. One of the cool things about teaching right now, I think, is that there's been this little shift in the last 5 years where we now know a lot more than our fellow professionals in other jobs. You ever been at like a party and you're meeting with like lawyers or architects, but they have no clue about how to send an image from a cell phone or how to embed a movie into a PowerPoint. It's always like, how do you do that? How did you learn to do that? They don't know how to use Excel. I mean, they're totally blind to all this stuff. And we know how to do it because we have to keep up, right? Would we ever have learned any of this stuff if we weren't going to school every day with people who are using it in their real lives every single day? Maybe not. But suddenly we're on top of the curve again. Suddenly it's like, what can I do? Do we have any teenagers around? No. Then ask a teacher. It's like, okay. So that's good. I'd like to be in front of a teenager someday, but maybe not. Anyway, so here's how you do it that can be really useful. Start simple. This is not so much for you. I have a feeling some of you are going to jump in pretty deep, pretty fast, because you've done a lot of this stuff already. But when you take it back, start simple and do it this way. You can scaffold for your teachers and scaffold for your students. That means that you don't have to say, all right, we're doing a project on the Holocaust. Use the internet, videos, whatever you want. You have 2 weeks. I mean, don't do that, because they'll spend 2 weeks picking the font. Yeah, really. Courier's not serious enough. Yes, it is. Courier's is very serious. No, I like Palatino. You can't use Palatino for the Holocaust. It's like, it'll go. So make it easy for them. Make it easy. So here's a great digital storytelling tool, the folder. So you take some elements that you think they need to hear about. You put them in a folder and say, oh, here, tell me a story on the Holocaust. Tell me a story on the mitochondria. I mean, tell it on whatever you want to do, but build it for them. So we did this. We started actually doing this. I'll tell you this because it really does work. When I was with the PBS station, we put together little kits. Kidzoo, this is still up, kidzoo.org. this is going to not hold a candle to what the den site is going to be like in a year, but at the time, it's all we did. And so you can search it by subject area, and there's little folders, and you click on it, and it all downloads onto your desktop, like 10 things maybe 10 things, music, pictures, maybe videos. All of it comes here because some of your teachers are going to be, a little slow in this area. So you know how to download an image from the internet, right? How do you download the image from the internet? You bring up an image and then?
Control-click.
Yeah, control-click, right-click on it, right? And then download it to your desktop. That's how you do it. And some teachers will do that really for 3 or 4 times, then they stop. They're like 3 or 4 click people. Then they're done. It's like, have to do 6 clicks? Forget it. So this is a 1-click deal. How many of you know those people? 6 clicks, are you kidding? I'm retiring in 2 years. 6 clicks? Are you out of your mind? So this is 1 click. You click and it all compresses and sends down and then blossoms on your desktop like a flower. So we're moving that way. We're moving that way. And the den resources, which used to be harder to upload, now are getting easier. They're going to be easier to download. It's going to be very, very cool. What this means is you can have elements that you put together for kids and they'll produce something that's pretty good. There are resources, and I'll share some of these with you, but if you're making a kit, you may want to go out to the internet and find sounds, or to get this great website for music, freeplaymusic.com. Anybody use that? Isn't that good? It's just so dang good. You do. If we were on the internet now, I would show you. You can do a search for music by feel. I want scary. I want uplifting. I want, it's interesting. Gothic. You can do searches like that. Well, everybody in the world has to pay for that except one group. Who?
Teachers.
Teachers doing projects in the classroom. Free for you guys. Now, if you're going to put it on a DVD or you're going to put it on a website, then you got to pay a license fee. You got to pay a little bit. Anybody done that? Pretty reasonable license fee. If you're going to be using it outside the classroom, then you do want to look at their terms of use and make sure that you give them the money they need. It's not a lot, but pretty good. Anyway, here's, you can find sounds. You want to find train sounds, horn sounds, vomit. Whatever you want, it's on there. So do all that. All this is part of a document that you'll have when you leave. I can give it to you before dinner if you want. One little USB. How many of you have flash drives? They brought flash drives. So I can give it to you because if you open this document on the internet, when you click on this, what happens? It launches it, right? On a piece of paper, you can do this all day and nothing will happen. That technology is weeks away. Weeks away. Anyway, so this is how this works. Here's some stories that you can tell with this stuff. Now, here's one that was done strictly with a kit that we put together. And there was a group called, still is, called Teacher Creating Materials. Teacher Creative Materials used to make these great multimedia CDs in the heyday of Hyper Studio. Hyper Studio would eat up a humongous amount of resources, so they made these CDs that had, 1,000 pictures of the Civil War, or the Western Expanse, or whatever. So we took 10 off, and we put a challenge. This is a challenge from us at the previous station. We said, here are the stories. You tell the story of Western Expansion, and we'll put the best ones on TV. And they all had exactly the same elements to work with. And you know what? None of them were the same. None of them were the same. So here's the one that we put on the air first. It's kind of good. I think I may have this big. Let me see. No, I don't. That's later. Look, the other stuff we're going to see. Or not. So here's, let me find where it is. We'll just look at it this way. So this is it. This is a 5th grade class. That was one of the images. They chose to use it behind the title.
The heat was so intense, we saw the buffalo running. He did nothing to even put it still. Then we saw a bison roaming around the plains until my dad took out his gun and the bison was roaming no more. Then we had to go to the Pope's Trader Store on Fort Laramie on account of us leaving some of our appliances behind when we lost one of our oxen. I can't write down much now because some Indian from their chief, Red Cloud, Ogallala Sioux, are attacking us. We finally lost them once we got to the Rocky Mountains. Though I got injured severely when they shot me with an arrow. As we travel along the trail, we have to cross the river to get to John Sutter's fort, where Golden was first found. At last, we finally got to the gold mine, where we panned for gold, when my dad first saw a gold nugget.
There we go again with guitar music. Some of those sound effects they added themselves. You know, here's the, put the teacher in, always put the picture of the kids, it's a really good idea. If you want more funding next year, always put the principal in somewhere. Principal would say, hey, we need somebody to be Abraham Lincoln in our, or you know, be the detective in our video. Can you do that? Oh, I could. Oh, okay, I will. And then they'll be the detective and they'll have a little premiere and it'll be like, ooh, ooh. And next year, the money for the tapes will be right there. So, the narrations, you know, always try to incorporate the people in power. Anyway, so, I can't tell you how many workshops I did with kids and with adults with the same elements, never saw the same one twice. What point of view was that told from? Yeah, is that an old guy? It's the boy himself, telling his stories went across the trail, right? What happened to the kid?
He got shot.
Got shot with an arrow, right? Dang Sue. I mean, what else happened to him?
Saw bison.
Yeah, they saw bison. Bison are riding. All right, so, you know, you get this from his point of view. Who else's point of view could you have told this from?
Bison.
Bison. Yeah, bison. Yeah. Bison's point of view. Hey, where's Larry? I haven't... There are less of us, aren't there, today than there were yesterday? So the bison, who else's point of view?
Native American,
sure. Like, less of us than there were, too. Or, you know, these people coming, and let's steal the rock. You know, the father could have told it, right? If only you'd hooked up those oxen like I told you to, we wouldn't have lost it. You know, it was your responsibility, or whatever it would be. So you put those elements in what, and they can assemble them in whatever order they want. They can tell the story as a documentary. They can tell the story as a digital story, which is what that is. Now, what we see a lot of is something that's easier to do. This is just NASA footage. This is a summary report. This is NASA footage with nice music that a kid wrote his science project over.
During Jupiter's flyby, Voyager encountered another one that's...
Very cloudy. Jupiter's very cloudy on that one. Let me just go find Jupiter. Sorry about that. See, it's PowerPoint. But it's a... again... There's a lot of images that are out there that are sort of fail-safe. If you want your kids to do really pretty work, give them really pretty elements in a kit and let them put it together. This is one that is like that. So see if you think you would be happy if your kids could do this.
During Jupiter's flyby, Voyager encountered another one that's called greatest hits, Io. The most stunning thing about Io was its geological activity, 9 active volcanoes. Jupiter spins at 2 times the rate of Earth, with wind speeds exceeding 300 miles per hour. Jet streams create spirals and eddies, while other storms are locked in perpetual motion, such as the Great Red Spot. Voyager also discovered Jupiter's ring.
Notice how neatly they use the 30 seconds of Spirit of the Sky, which is the multimedia guidelines. So, how many of you would be pleased if you got that kind of report? Yeah, see, and that's, you find the video for them, you make them write the narration, let them pick the music. That's not that hard to do. That you'll be able to do pretty soon. But let's make one of those right now. Anyway, so questions about that?
Now, I've never done a digital story. So are you saying that the kidsu.org, when you click on the different subjects, you said you download all your clips or video, and then is the purpose that so children don't go off and search and waste their time with their search?
What you do is it downloads, let's say you download one on sharks. I can show you the kit on sharks. It's got pictures of sharks' teeth, and a video of a shark eating its prey, and a soundtrack. So essentially, a kid can put those together in Adobe Premiere Elements. You can do it in Movie Maker 2 or iMovie on the Mac, and then supply a narration. And it's pretty compelling visually, like the Jupiter one was. You know, you just click and drag it into the right place, and we'll do that. And then it looks pretty good.
Okay.
So that's what those are. So what you'd want to do is assemble those kits yourself. If you want a video on Western expansion, you find maybe 10 images, maybe an appropriate soundtrack, maybe three, let them pick the ones that they want, put it in there. Now, they have to write the narration. They have to give it order and sequence and make it make sense, but they can do that. They can do that in less than a secondary class period. They just have to decide what it is and then write the story. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Good. Because I couldn't hear your question. I was just making up the answer. Anyway, the questions tend to be the same. So in the one you saw that was Westward Expansion, we gave them one sound effect of rushing water, which I got to tell you, I really got sick of. Because, you know, there was always rushing water. And it just so happened it was a little louder than it should have been, so it was always louder than it should have been. But they added the sound effect of the beating tom-toms, the Native American drums, stuff like that. And what will happen is, if you give them a structure like I've described, you say, this is the kit, don't vary from this kit. Make it, leave it alone, and give me a story out of this. They'll still go, oh, but can't I just, oh, I'd like to do, you know, I have the sound of the tom-toms, can I do that? And what you say is, okay, you can add a new element yourself, but you really have to have a reason. You have to justify it. So what you'll then lose is all the skateboard videos that you'll otherwise see, right? So you say, I really want to see what it is. So here's one where most of the video is archival, but they went out and found, using the internet, found some actual people, primary sources, who really added to it. And kids will do that. So here's a video on a unit that fought during World War II.
The 110th World War II Regimental Combat Team was made up of Japanese Americans, with most of its officers Caucasians. The regimental motto was "Go for broke." This regiment was known as the most highly decorated unit for its size and duration of service in the history of the U.S. Army. Many Japanese Americans felt it was their responsibility to serve in the military because many wanted to show their loyalty to the United States and restore their rights guaranteed under the Constitution.
I volunteered. And then they told me, you're too young. They said, 17 and almost 18. They said, you're a little bit too young. He said, no, I'm 18. At the time, I felt that, you know, by volunteering, I would be able to, if I was sent overseas and fight, I could prove my loyalty to the United States. You know, my feeling is to show my loyalty. That's the only way.
See, isn't that good? Does it just give you goosebumps? Now look how they did that, though. I mean, some of the elements that they used is, this is archival footage that they got. But they wanted to put something more original in. They went on the internet. They found five Medal of Honor winners within driving distance of this middle school that the kids had did. So they interviewed five Medal of Honor winners and cut two of them. So it's not just me in 2020. Anyway, but you hear they've got the narration, but also the music underneath.
And then they told me, you're too young.
They also have the music under the interview.
17 and almost 18.
There's the horns coming in. So good. And not only that, watch. They take his narration and use it under the archival footage. It's not just an interview of a guy, talk. They took his voice, put it under the archival stuff with music underneath it. Anyway, just so good. Middle school kids really do the best stuff. Because they have all the energy and they don't have cars yet. It really has changed. So anyway, that's how you can tell these stories. Oh, there's so many other student videos to tell. But it's fun just to get and play and to see how far this can go when you turn kids loose. You think they learn in this environment? Yeah. And it takes extra work because although I can tell you from doing the data on the winners of the media festival that it's not actually going to hurt their accountability, it's not going to hurt their standardized test scores, it's really hard sometimes to convince people of that. To tell an administrator that taking this energy to do this is not going to take away from the reading and math time that's going to be judged on later on. So this really does work, and if you do the stats over the years, you find that even the lower end people, test scores either went up or stayed the same when they did big projects. All right, so you want to switch to the Windows platform and make something? Say yes, Mr. Davidson. Because we only have about 15 minutes, so we need to make two videos in that time. So let's do this. This is a Mac, and normally we could do like the kit if we wanted to in a in iMovie, because iMovie is really pretty easy. So let's not do that, because that's almost like cheating to use a Mac to make stuff.
But how do you really feel?
Yeah, that's right. But let's get the PC, which is pretty good. And one of the nice things about a PC is it comes on board with a lot of free stuff. Now, how many of you worked with PhotoStory before? Oh, see, how many of you are pretty familiar with PhotoStory? Okay, good. Well, I need one of you up here. But it's I went down it a couple of times, but here we go. So this is a program that's free if you have Windows. Now let's launch it here. And what we would do if we had the internet is we'd go into United Streaming, into that great still library that we have, and we would pull down some pictures. Now it's kind of fun because what we would have done at the beginning was gotten different subject areas from all of you and gotten a random batch of pictures, because your job is going to be to turn those random pictures into a story. So the internet is unfortunately not working at this moment, so I just grabbed some graphics that I had on my computer on the Mac, and we're going to use those. And I'm not really sure what these are going to be, so we'll see. We'll see. So here is in graphics. So here's PhotoStory. What do you think, those of you who haven't used it before, how do you think we're going to import the pictures? What do you think? Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now remember, this isn't just for you. This is for the people you're going to go back and share this with. These are the people who, and I used to hear this all the time. It says press any key. Which is the any key? Honestly, you used to hear that all the time. I mean, that's not a joke. Anyway, okay, so. Which key do they mean? It's like, any key. Just because you get nerves, you know what it means? Anyway, so here, this is pretty easy. Import pictures, we're going to do it this way. So let's see if we can do it. Oh, you know what I should do first, though? Hang on. Just to solve a little problem that sometimes pops up because I have so much software installed here. Some of it does me a favor and launches itself right away. I'm going to copy these graphics, these images that I dragged into over here. Once it's copied, that was suspiciously fast. The drive's still blinking. Somewhere there's a little piece of paper flying from one thing to another. All right, so here we go. Let's import these pictures. Click on it right here, right? Anybody want to do this? Who's never done it before? Okay, why don't you come up and do this for me? Because you've never done it before, which means you're only three projects behind me. Give it a hand! Let's import the pictures. Now, where did I put it? It's not in my pictures. It's in, you got to go to the desktop. Are you a Windows user? You got to go to the desktop and go to video and editing, photo editing software down at the bottom there. Yeah. I know, I hate, you wouldn't need a mouse, right?
Yeah.
I hate that little touchpad. I'll get you one, but there you go. Oh, there you go, okay. So it's called graphics, there you go. I'll get you a mouse, personally.
I really hate those touchpads.
You want me to open it up?
Yeah, open up and just grab them all. See if it'll take them all. Sometimes there's a little format issue, but we'll see. So say okay. There you go, say okay. All right, so we got, looks like we got of the 10 or so that I grabbed. Look, she imported them already. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and even 10. Just give her a hand. There we go. And that's all you have to do. So these are images that are randomly chosen. Some of these I sort of recognize. Some of the ones, some of them I shot myself. Some are from the newspaper. But let's see. I'll use a mouse. So here they are. Now here's your task, and you only have 3 minutes to do this. Here the images are. There's that one. I took that myself. That's pretty, isn't it? See, it's to show that we're in a bilingual world. I'm not sure. This is the cable to show my masters. This is this Martin guitar. Thank you, Joe. There's something I changed in actual guys. This is from the United Streaming site, actually. Set the scopes from a free site. A video award, and a white cable. So here they are again. So there are 10 of them up here. You have to use 8. So what I'd like you to do is just turn to the person next to you. If there's 3 of you, then you can be 3. Otherwise, 2. And in 4 minutes, I'd just like you to write a story with those pictures, okay? And I'll keep flipping through them and see. Has to make sense. Has to make sense. There's a couple dance, father and daughter by Christmas tree, maybe, this. They try for a very long two of them away. You got 2 minutes.